Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae is returning record amounts of money to Mississippians, whether it's through the College and Career Savings Program or the hundreds of millions in unclaimed money awaiting your claim. Treasurer David McRae says get your applications and claims in today. Treasury.ms.gov.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this Sunday night, 9:37. Ole Miss just wrapped up. It got kind of squirrely there at the end, but Ole Miss just wrapped up a dominating win over Iowa State to punch their ticket to the Sweet 16 for the second time in the history of the program. What an absolutely spectacular win, because they were good at everything, right? Ole Miss did except for like that 2-minute stretch where they stopped kind of running their offense and Iowa State made a bunch of shots in a row there at the end. But this was a complete game for Ole Miss for 30. So the first couple of minutes weren't great. And that 2-minute stretch there late in the second half wasn't particularly great either. So let's call it 38 minutes of outstanding basketball for Ole Miss. They shot the ball well. They moved the basketball well. They protected the ball. They were physical. They got rebounds. They defended well. They disrupted passing lanes. They forced turnovers. They were smart. That was a complete team win. Every player that touched the floor for Ole Miss had a contribution, a significant contribution. And they're off to the Sweet 16, again, for the second time in program history. What an unbelievable night, and what an unbelievable day, too. Shout out to the Ole Miss women for making the Sweet 16 as well. But just an outstanding season already for Ole Miss basketball. And take everything that we talked about after the North Carolina win and just inject some steroids into it. The program this season has just taken massive steps forward, and there's just so much to talk about and so much to like about what happened tonight. So let's get into it. My name is Michael Borky. This is the Rebel Report. I appreciate you being here. If you're a first-time watcher or listener, I would encourage you to subscribe. Whether you're listening, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast feed. Spotify is what I'd recommend, but it's everywhere. Just search Rebel Report and leave a rating and a review if you like what you hear. Also, subscribe right here on YouTube and leave a comment as well if you're watching after the fact. I would love to hear what you have to think, even if you're not here live with us. Now, in this edition and every edition of the Rebel Report is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm can take care of you anywhere in Mississippi. He's in Fulton, but if you've been personally injured, don't waste another second. Wake up tomorrow. Call DJ Gregory at 662-397-9799. 662-397-9799. Don't delay. Call DJ today. Also, small business. If you're a small business owner and you need some legal help, then DJ's got you covered. Or if you want to start a small business and you don't really know what to do, 662-397-9799 has got you covered. DJ Gregory, the Gregory Law Firm, presenting the Rebel Report. So we'll do the box score house cleaning like we always do. But, I mean, just a complete team game for Ole Miss. Ole Miss had five players in double figures, four of the five with 15 points or more. Sean Padula was exceptional again tonight. His stat line is just special. 20 points on 6 of 13 shooting, made 3 of his 8 threes, 5 of his 6 free throws. But here is where his night was really good. 8 assists to just 1 turnover and 4 steals. Jamin Brakefield, 19 points off the bench. He was also spectacular tonight. 6 of 8 from the field, made both of his threes and all 5 of his free throws, had a pair of steals as well. Malik Dia, really, really, really good tonight. That was an Iowa State team that was long. They were longer than Ole Miss. They had more size than Ole Miss did. So this had to be a game in which Malik Dia and Dre Davis played really well, and Malik Dia played really well tonight. 18 points on 8 of 14 from the field, including 8 rebounds. 2 of those offensive, had a couple of steals as well. Matt Morrell was out. I mean, I'm going to say like every player was outstanding tonight, because when you win the way that they won to go to the Sweet 16 for the second time in program history, all of these guys were outstanding. But Matt Morrell probably had the best game of the season for him, regardless, because of the spot. 15 points, 5 of 7 from the field, made all 3 of his 3-point shots, was clutch there, had a pair of offensive rebounds and a couple of steals as well. Morrell and Barnes in particular, but Morrell especially, defended really, really, really well tonight. We'll get to more of that in a second. Dre Davis, I thought he played well despite only having 4 points. He did foul out, got into some foul trouble, and I think a lot of it was kind of bogus, but whatever. He only had 4 points, but did have an offensive rebound and a big one, had a couple of assists and a block as well. Barnes, 4 points, but was 2 of 2 from the field, had 4 rebounds and an assist. And I guess Klafke played a little bit as well, and he had a rebound in his short time on the court. But so that's everybody that played for Ole Miss tonight. But the offensive numbers are impressive. 58% from the field, 58% from three, made 16 of 21 from the free throw line. That number was much better until the end. They kind of missed free throws late. Only turned the ball over 8 times in the game. What I want to talk about first, though, with this team and what they did tonight was defensively. That was an elite defensive game for Ole Miss. After the first couple of minutes, they didn't get off to the best start, but they held this Iowa State team to 48% from the field. They made a flurry of threes at the end. That 36% number from three, that is not reflective of what the game was really like. Ole Miss really locked them down from three-point land. They forced 15 turnovers. 11 of those were steals. Ole Miss's defensive activity was why they were able to win this game. Elite defense led to easy offense. Whether it was at one point in the second half, Ole Miss had 18 points off of turnovers. So they first forced turnovers and got into quick, easy offense in which Iowa State was trying to match up, and Ole Miss would make a couple of passes, either get a shot right at the basket, have some open threes. The 91 points is because they shot well and all that, but it started with how active they were defensively, and it was basically the entirety of the game. And for a team that was longer than them, and really the only thing that kept Iowa State in the game at all was their 13 offensive rebounds, and a lot of those came in the first half. That was an elite defensive game from guys that were undersized relative to their opponent. And I especially really liked a lot of times with Morrell and Barnes as well. I really like Barnes's game despite him not scoring much, but Morrell in particular often had to switch onto a big. So did Barnes. And despite giving up, 6 to 8 inches in height on these guys, they were still able to physically make it difficult for the Iowa State bigs. Even when they got in opportune positions on the block, they tried to back these guys down and post them. And Ole Miss has guards playing physical defense back with the Iowa State bigs, forcing contested and off shots because of how well they defended. But it was everybody. That was a complete defensive performance up until, again, close to the end of the game. Like within, I guess it was about 3 minutes to go is when Ole Miss started getting lax, and Chris Beard called a timeout to yell at them because of it. Aside from that moment, elite defense all night. They were undersized, but they were active. They got into passing lanes. The switches were really good. They made it frustrating on Iowa State to operate their offense, and a frustrated team did not make shots. When you're being such a pest the way Ole Miss defended tonight, the pest, I think, is the right word. When you are bothering them so much, they couldn't get into any offensive rhythm, and they disrupted everything about Iowa State tonight. That is what won Ole Miss the game. A great plan defensively, but hyperactive defense that led to easy, comfortable offense. Now, look, they made shots tonight, and what I really loved about what Ole Miss did tonight up until the very end of the game, when they got the big lead for the overwhelming majority of the game, the ball didn't stick. They didn't do a whole lot. There was a couple of times, but they didn't do a whole lot of that isolation offense that they would fall themselves into, or that they would fall into. They still moved the ball. They moved without the ball. They cut to the basket. They got clean looks, and then they made those clean looks. They got to the free throw line. they continue to run their offense confidently, even after establishing a rather significant lead in this game. So it was an extremely well-coached game. It was a really well-played game. I am very happy in particular for a guy like Matt Morrell. So Jamin Brakefield had his moment, right, in the Tennessee game. And I'm not trying to take away from Ashaun Padula, who's been unbelievable in March for this team. He's been unbelievable in March for this team. He's the MVP of March for this team, of course. And Dre Davis, who's been a glue guy for this team, you know, throughout the season, really, but especially lately. And those are veteran guys, but they haven't been at Ole Miss through the crap the way that those two guys have. And Jamin Brakefield got to have his moment in the Tennessee game where he had, what was it, 12 consecutive points and 19 points in the second half. He got to have that moment. I think today should be that kind of moment for Matt Morrell. Obviously has not had the kind of season that he's wanted to because of a very significant knee injury that, I mean, if you've paid close attention on a lot of broadcasts lately, they've talked about the fact that he hadn't practiced at points during the season, was unable to practice, physically really limited because of that knee injury. He puts his pro career on hold. And now, look, I know they get paid, but still, like, came back to Ole Miss, gets a really significant knee injury, and just cannot be the same player that they expected him to be this year. But he's fought through it. He's defended really, really well. And tonight he was everything for this team. Like I said, 15 points, 5 of 7 from the field, but he made three just massive three-point shots to just keep Iowa State at a distance. And again, he defended so well, had a pair of steals, and so many times he got matched up on a switch with a bigger guy from Iowa State and would not let them get anything easy. Matt Morrell and Jamin Brakefield have endured a lot of really bad basketball in their time at Ole Miss. And to see the two of them get rewarded the way that they have this season in separate ways to make history at Ole Miss, two guys that stayed. And look, I know Jamin Brakefield's a transfer, but both of them could have left when Ole Miss fired Kermit Davis. Both of them, I promise you, had opportunities and offers to leave if they wanted to take them. And they chose to stay. They chose to see it through at the place that brought them in, and they have been rewarded for their loyalty. They were loyal to Ole Miss, and they have been rewarded with that with an elite coach. Obviously, the Grove Collective is taking care of them, of course. You guys are rewarding them too. But they are being rewarded for their loyalty to Ole Miss. I'd be willing to bet that they could have commanded even more money than they had in the open market, and they chose not to. They chose to be loyal to their place, and they have been rewarded with leading their team to the Sweet 16 for only the second time in the history of the program. This has been a great season for Ole Miss basketball. They have taken step forward after step forward after step forward. They navigated through the best conference that college basketball has ever seen. Most teams in the NCAA tournament, most teams in the Sweet 16, they did it with their best player being hobbled by a knee injury, and yet here they are making history, and now their season continues, and now they have an excellent shot. If you look at that, there's an opportunity, I suppose, for them to get revenge on Auburn for what's happened three times earlier this season. And I mean, they sure as hell played Auburn really tough the last time they played them in the SEC tournament. But now Ole Miss gets their shot at the winner of Michigan State, New Mexico. That game's still going on right now, so can't talk about that opponent tonight. There's 6 minutes to go. Michigan State leading by six, but they've been fighting in that one. Just an unbelievable day, an unbelievable moment for Ole Miss basketball. That they are I think that this isn't an anomaly. I think that this is an arrival. So we'll talk more about that and read your comments is what we're going to do for the rest of our time live here. After I tell you, the podcast is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. Check them out online at toyotaofbrookhaven.com. Exit 40 in Brookhaven. Look, tell them I sent you and you get $1,000 off any in-stock new Toyota on me. Just tell them I sent you, or if you're shopping online, use code Toyota of Brookhaven. $1,000 on me if you just tell them that I sent you. The car buying experience is frustrating. It's difficult. You're always afraid that they're going to like work one over on you, and manipulate you in ways that you don't want. Go shop with people that are going to treat you like you're one of their people, and that'll happen at Toyota of Brookhaven. Check out that online inventory. Even if they're not in your backyard, it's worth a trip, especially if you kind of know what they've got there already and you know that you're going to be taken care of, especially when you use my code to get $1,000 off. If you want a new Tundra, interest rates as low as 1.99% on a new Tundra. They have a service department, so if you're in the area, any make, any model, doesn't matter. 7 a.m., 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. Check them out at toyotaofbrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings at Toyota of Brookhaven. They deliver. Triple Mast, I appreciate you. I cannot read that opening message, but I appreciate you for being here. Keith Carter's just looking over the empire he has built. This is why you invest in basketball. This is why if you can hire somebody like Chris Beard, you do it. This is why, right there. Get an LFG from Colin. 25 years later, we're headed back to the Sweet 16. You say, Saints fan, there are a lot of people that are listening to this right now that were not alive the last time Ole Miss went to the Sweet 16. A lot of people. I was eight. I was eight. So, excuse my language. No need to be excused, man. You are all good. Everybody's thinking what you said. Everybody. Get a what a game. Wow, just wow. But this is it. Ole Miss sports are so high right now across the board, really. I mean, the era in which you need to be good at the sports that matter. Ole Miss is good at the sports that matter. Because changes are going to continue to come in college sports, I think. We don't need to talk about this tonight, but let's just say that Ole Miss has chosen the right time to be competently run in their athletic department. As the young folks say, belt to ass, I can say that. Chris Beard, that's it. Just a masterful coaching job. It's as if he's done this before, right? It's as if this isn't his first rodeo. His team peaked in March. They peaked in March. That is what they did. It's almost like he knows what he's doing or something. Padula statue. This is Tim Elko type world. I mean, for 1 year, I don't want to go down like this kind of rabbit hole, but Sean Padula is an example of how a fan base can love a quote unquote mercenary. And I promise you, he will love Ole Miss for the rest of his life. So 1 year, 4 years doesn't matter. But yeah, I saw some people on Twitter do the, well, he's just like Marshall Henderson. And I love Marshall Henderson. My college basket, like when I was in college, my basketball memories are Marshall Henderson. He was incredible. He's going to games and he's supporting the hell out of Ole Miss, even though he was a transfer in. Great years in Ole Miss basketball for Marshall Henderson. Sean Padula is a better basketball player than Marshall Henderson. That's not a correct comparison. They're doing that because they look similar and they both make outside shots. But Padula's an elite defender and clutch. I mean, just three game winners in March and then just an unbelievable performance to send his team to the Sweet 16. Just unbelievable. Just started watching basketball and living and breathing it like I do football. This season has made me fall in love with basketball. See, this is all it takes. This is all it takes to get the casual fan to buy back in. Great day for a Reb fan. Yeah, baseball swept. The women go to the Sweet 16. Apparently, softball lost their series. So it wasn't a perfect day, but still. On to Atlanta. What a game. And I have a feeling that you're going to get Ole Miss fans in mass in Atlanta. Milwaukee's tough. That's not like an easy trip, and you don't have like an alumni base that's already there the way that you do in Atlanta. There is a ton. You guys know this. There is a ton of Ole Miss alums that live in the Atlanta area. So I think that the Ole Miss contingency in the Sweet 16 is going to be large for sure. Chris Beard has made the Sweet 16 for the second time in Ole Miss history. He's only been the coach for 2 years. I'll be honest. I mean, this is a safe place, right? Like, I can speak honestly. I didn't think that they would be able to do this. I didn't. I thought making the tournament was a success, an absolute success in year two. That's the goal, make the tournament. And then winning a game is just icing on top of the cake. That's great. And then you go back to the portal and you try to build a roster with some more size and things like that. I did not foresee Sweet 16 in this team's future. I simply just did not see that. But yet here we are talking about it. Doubting Chris Beard, especially doubting Chris Beard with a team full of veterans, not a smart thing to do. Let's go to Atlanta, baby. I have a feeling you guys are going to pick up and take over that place. Great day of basketball and baseball. This has to be the best moment in Ole Miss basketball history. I mean, there's only one other to choose from. There's only one other to choose from. I do think beating, although Iowa State, are they a blue? I don't know. But beating North Carolina and Iowa State to get to that point is different. Just get an LFG. Been watching Ole Miss basketball since the 1960s. That was the closest thing to perfection that I've ever seen. It really is a shame that they had that 2 minutes of lax, because that was a perfect performance otherwise. It really was. Defensively active. They matched physicality. They gave up a lot of offensive rebounds, but a lot of that has to do with size. And then there's a couple of just like bad luck things mixed in there as well. But that they defended so well. They disrupted passing lanes. They did not let Iowa State get comfortable. They made shots. They moved the ball. They moved without the ball. They protected the ball. It was a perfect performance, with the exception of the start. Not a perfect start. And then those 2 minutes there. Tim Doyle needs to resign immediately. Yeah, and you know, smooth brains like that are going to turn around and think that they're validated by that. The whole thing was like, going into this game, the guy said that, well, North Carolina's not that good, so they're still a fraud, and unless they beat Iowa State, so if a 6 doesn't beat a 3, there's just none of it made any sense. Talking about his salary on television is just goof. Not Chris Beard's salary, talking about his own salary. You guys will never hear what my salary is, because that's just goofy. Is what that, regardless if it's high or low or somewhere in between, the whole thing is just clown stuff is what that is. And, you know, sometimes I say things that are wrong. Not sometimes. I say things that are wrong all the time. And sometimes I have takes that are disagreeable, but I try my best to be reasonable, right? I think what we're supposed to do is talk to you guys and entertain you guys and not be stupid for the sake of being stupid. That strategy has only worked for like 3 people in media. You know, it's well, that's how you have to. No, that's not how you have to go now. That's not how it works now. But anyway. Yeah, they looked like they belonged tonight, didn't they? Doyle truly is the fraud. Yeah. Are we a basketball school now? You can be in everything school. I don't know why people think you can't be in everything school. Alabama has been lately. I don't know why you can't be a school that is competitive in all of these things. It's entirely possible. That debate that fans have about take the money from this and give it to that, I think it's bizarre. It takes more, right? Because if you're a school that doesn't invest in baseball, for example, but Ole Miss's investment in baseball, they get a return on said investment. It's not like they're sinking money into baseball. Baseball makes money at Ole Miss. Not a lot, but it makes money. So whatever they're investing, they're getting a return monetarily on that investment. So the whole stop investing in baseball. Why? It pays for itself. It pays for itself. And then you have the baseball people that are like, take away for basketball, give it to Lane Kiffin. Well, he's got whatever he needs. He's fine. He has more than he needs, and he needs to learn how to not lose to Kentucky at home. See, I just Tim Doyle there. But you can be good in all three, especially when they're paying for themselves like baseball is, and now basketball will at Ole Miss. There's no reason to not invest – in all three and try to win in all three. The way the team answered Iowa State's run to start the game was everything. Yeah, that was a huge spot. So let's see if I can find the game flow. Let me see if I can find it. All right. So Iowa State got up to, okay, I'm seeing a 13-5 lead. Is that the biggest? So is it 8? Yeah, they were down 8. I think that's the biggest Iowa State lead with 15-18 to go in the game. So they're down 13-5 with 15 minutes to go in the first half. Dia makes a 3. Iowa State makes a shot back. Padula makes a 3. Juju Murray made a jumper. A lot of defense, a lot of missed shots, a lot of defense. Dia makes another 3. Barnes makes a shot. Ole Miss takes the lead, and then they're off and running. That and again, like we said before, that started with defense, though. They settled down, and they started getting stops, and those stops led to comfortable offense. Only got to watch the first half and the final 7 minutes of the second half, but to overcome that horrid start and the battle through to whip some ass was as impressive as it gets, absolutely. Give Beard as much NIL as he needs. Oh, don't you worry. He was already going to get a significant increase in what it would take, but after going to the Sweet 16, you think that the big money donors are going to withhold funds now? I mean, the inspiration that something like this gives to something like a collective is immeasurable. Brandon with the super chat. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you very much. You are too kind. We made the day trip to the coast today, so you're helping me recover financially from Monster Jam today. So thank you. You say these damn frauds just keep winning. They just keep winning. I did see Antonio Brown's tweet to Sean Padula. Chris Beard with a masterclass in coaching. Iowa State had 0 answers, especially defensively. Shout out to women's basketball, too. Dancing to the Sweet 16 after being denied a host spot. Yeah, they beat the team that got the host in front of them, even though the resumes weren't really comparable. Everyone wants to talk about how long Ole Miss can hang on to Beard and Kiffin as coaches. How long can you hang on to Keith Carter? What a job he's done. You don't have to worry about that. He's got a chancellor that is overly supportive of athletics, and I mean that complimentary, and it's, you know, his alma mater. Everything's good. His Q rating is high. He's making a bunch of money. He'll start making more here soon. You ain't got to worry about that. Ole Miss should have won the game by 20 points. They should have, but I think they'll take 13. Just a big hottie toddy from Bo. Tim Doyle should clean the curtain rod for being a dumbass. Tim Doyle could knock on my door right now and hand me a curtain rod, and I still wouldn't hang it up. Sean Padula and his headband will leave quite the legacy on this program, even as a one-year player. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I'm a big fan of rings of honor. I don't like retiring jerseys unless it's a very special, very, very special thing. And I think that you should be more loose with your ring of honor. Like Ole Miss football should have a ring of honor that goes around the stadium, and there should be a lot of names on said ring of honor. Basketball needs to have one too. I know they've got that area on the far side of the pavilion. I think that you can have 3 names from this team that should be have some kind of display or something in the arena forever. I've been to a football game at Ohio State, and the band does a thing in their old basketball arena, and their old basketball arena has all these slots for individual players, and it's really cool, and I think that there needs to be more of that around Ole Miss. And there, again, there's 3 guys on this team so far. Dia's got more eligibility. Klafke's got more eligibility, and on, but there's 3 of them that need that kind of special, like, hey, these guys were awesome and here's why kind of thing. Let's take a moment to thank Tim Doyle for carrying us to victory tonight. Couldn't have done it without motivating them. No kidding. Rebel Nation's going to invade Atlanta. I tend to agree. I tend to agree. Just more hottie totties and awesomes and Sean Padula with Alex Caruso vibes. Caruso's bigger, right? But I see exactly what you're... Let's see. Yeah, Caruso's 6'5". But still, I, you know, headband and all that stuff, yeah. If Ole Miss makes the Final Four, you owe me a steel cage match. I'll take you on in the steel cage match if they go to the Final Four. Beard is the best coach, the best Ole Miss coach right now over Kiffin. I tend to agree. Austin with the super chat. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you. I love you too. I love you too. You should be happy at the moment. Yeah, you should be more than happy. It's hard to like. There were times watching that game where it, like I was. I know all of you had that moment too, where it's like I can't like this. This is a real thing that's happening right now. Like I cannot believe that. Like they're kicking Iowa State's ass and they're going to the Sweet 16 comfortably. Like I can't believe that this is the discussion that I'm going to have on the live podcast later. Crazy, crazy stuff. Happy indeed for Morrell. Don't let these rebels get hot. Unfortunately, Sam, they're already hot. Marine Rebel with the super chat. Thank you, man. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. But Tim Doyle said we were frauds. How in the world did we make it to the Sweet 16? Oh, that guy just needs to go ahead and just delete his Twitter app for a little while. Going back to that Oklahoma game, they started playing their best ball at the right time after that losing streak. And the confidence that we talked about they should have been building by winning late games, right? Remember we talked about Oklahoma, they had to win late. Tennessee, they had to be clutch late. And when the calendar turns to March, are you winning games that way, right? It wasn't just that they started winning. It was how they were winning, and they found themselves in that spot in the SEC tournament, and then they found themselves in that spot against North Carolina. They kind of found themselves in that spot tonight. Remember when Iowa State cut it to 10, Ole Miss has a great out-of-bounds play, easy layup for Matt Morrell, and then Brakefield gets a steal and a slam. So even in that spot, it got tight for a second, and perfect out-of-bounds play, great defense, steal and slam, and that was truly ball game in that spot. Just think about what a job Beard has done. This is a good team, but we do have weaknesses. I can't wait till next year. You have to think that this is a huge win for the Grove Collective as well. Oh, no doubt. First-time season ticket holder this year, bought at the right time. Yeah, buddy. You absolutely. I do think, and I don't know if they do stuff like this, I do think generally, after a season like this, and there's going to be super high demand for things like season tickets, those that have been there should be grandfathered into the price they paid the year before. I know that's not what they're going to do, but I do think that that should be. You were shaky on us winning, Michael. Yes, I was. I was. This is a safe space. I thought that Iowa State shooting in length was going to present problems to Ole Miss, and initially it did, and they adjusted, and they just... They took the fight back to Iowa State, and they stayed calm, and they ran their offense, and they made shots, and Dia was really good. So that helped a lot. That they stopped giving up so many offensive rebounds like they did early, and then they won the game. I did not think it was going to go down like that at all. At all. America loves Padula. Oh, now, no doubt. He's like, so far, he's the darling of the tournament, I think. Because even though a six seed out of the SEC is not a Cinderella, Ole Miss is not like your traditional, I mean, second Sweet 16 ever, right? So it is something new for the tournament. And having a guy like Padula, he's kind of like the star right now. Okay, star is not the right word because you have Flag at Duke and others. He's the darling of the tournament is the better way to put it so far. You've been a lifelong New Mexico basketball fan for the day. Really would like to draw them. So I'm way behind on these messages. I'm 20 minutes behind. I assume you guys are telling me down low what happened. Let's see. So that game ended. So it's Michigan State. That's who it'll be. It'll be Michigan State. Chris Beard versus Tom Izzo. Wow. Thought this coaching staff had squeezed every drop out of this team in the regular season, but it's even been elevated in the NCAA tournament. Yes, Beard versus Izzo is going to be sick. That's absolutely awesome. You tired of these announcers saying Morrell has taken a backseat to his teammates? Do they do any research before a game? His scoring has been down because he's playing on one leg. Yeah, Stan Van Gundy, who I have bad feelings about because of his time as the Pelicans coach, started the game by calling Ole Miss Mississippi State. So, but Kevin Harlan's the man. So, yeah, you were 12 when Ole Miss made the Sweet 16. I mean, 12, you can start remembering stuff like that. But maybe they'll get the Ole Miss name right in the Sweet 16. I cannot believe Van Gundy called him Mississippi State. Watched this team 2 years ago lose to Northern Alabama at home in person. This moment, only 2 years later, is just incredible. From the lowest of lows to the highest of highs in just 2 years. Zach, if I'd have told you in that spot, if I was sitting next to you in the arena that night, and as we were walking out, I would have said, hey, Zach, 2 years from now, Ole Miss will be in the Sweet 16. You would have slapped me in the back of the head. I mean, just hard, like reared back and like, get your mind straight. What the hell are you talking about? That's never going to happen is what you would have said. And you would have been right. And yet, Hope Athletics really pushes for the fans to wear powder blue for the remainder of the tournament run. Think they'll show up in force. Yeah, powder blue is such a great color, especially since they eliminated North Carolina, you know, so they can take that color. Yeah. I'm not forgetting about the ladies. I mentioned them a couple of times. Yes, they did play well today. Oh, Adam says, Michigan State's got you next. That's going to be the end of your season. You're welcome. Is that a Michigan State fan? Or are you just upset? Nobody cares right now. I appreciate you being here, but not a single person cares about that right now. Great day for basketball at Ole Miss Hoops. No kidding. Freshman, sophomore year, or Marshall Henderson ball for you? Oh, yeah. So we're in school at the same time. Those were fun. I mean, those were fun times, but those teams did not do this. Pay Chris Beard whatever he wants. They have already gone down that road. They've already gone down that road. Then Moody. Yes, Moody was fun too. Andy Kennedy would get that guard, man. He would always have that guard. Do refs never call charging anymore? It's really hard to get a charging call now. It's really hard. That's why you don't see guys like trying to take them very often. They're just rarely called anymore. College basketball is beautiful. When it's played like Ole Miss played tonight, yeah, it is. Belt to backside. My busted bracket has us in the final four. Super chat from Wicked Brew. Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Zero doubt in Beard. Yeah, that was a mistake I made. I doubted them. I doubted them. Will not do that again. But appreciate you, man. Thank you for that. They've beaten six of the seven teams left in the tournament, SEC teams left in the tournament, and as fate would have it, one went away from seeing Auburn a fourth time this season. How about that? It's hard to beat a team four times. Yes, I will say this, though, that there's a reason, because people do that in the NFL. Well, it's hard to beat a team for the third time. That there's a reason that a team has won the first two games. But I do think you can take a lot away from what Ole Miss did with Auburn in the SEC tournament, though. Kept it close with rebounds and plus six on the steals. Great game. Yep. Oh, Iowa State's also a fraud. Okay. Okay. That now that makes sense. He mentioned Beard's salary many times. That doesn't bother me. Talking about a coach's salary doesn't bother me. I mean, that was after speaking of Lane Kiffin, after the Kentucky game, it was you pay him too much to lose to Kentucky at home. The collective paid the players too much to lose to Kentucky at home. I'm okay talking about it from that perspective. Him mentioning his own salary on television is bizarre. That's bizarre. I can't imagine CBS is really thrilled with, and that's like, that's not like a, you know, it's their HQ platform. It's their streaming platform. But I can't imagine they want their competition knowing what they're paying their people on the HQ platform. Yeah, salary thing was cringe. List of teams with two Sweet 16 teams and a football bowl win. Ole Miss, that's the list. That's incredible. Stephen A. Smith with a 30% bracket. Mine's okay right now. Let's see. I was like 51st in the Sports Talk Mississippi Bracket Challenge. So I was on the first page of leaderboard. I'm in the 86th percentile. So I'm doing okay. Whoever Brandon Black is in the 99.9 percentile. Brandon Black in our bracket challenge. He's ranked 19,000th out of like 12 million brackets. Can definitely be in everything school right now. Need to keep on giving and boosting all. Can win in everything. Yeah, they have to be more efficient in everything else, right? And if you look at like Ole Miss versus LSU, LSU's budget is bigger. They do have to fund more sports. So, you know, they're spending money on more sports than Ole Miss is, for one, but you have to be more efficient. That's the thing with Ole Miss is, like with soccer, when Matt Mott left, they reduced salary. They're making cuts really department-wide on things that they don't find completely necessary. They're having to do the Grove thing, and I know people don't like that. I don't like that, but they're having to do stuff like that. They have to find extra revenue streams. The collective now has a bourbon. They have to do stuff like that. They have to be more creative and more efficient, but if they do that, there's enough to go around for – I know people that work in the departments don't like this. There's enough to go around for three sports. You're trying to win at three sports. That's what you're trying to win in. And they can do that. Everything else is just icing on top of the cake, right? I mean, men's and women's golf are great programs right now. I mean, awesome. Softball's doing well this year. That's awesome. But you know how it is. Tennessee's in everything school. They are right now. Absolutely. Angela, I do not know this answer. How much will they bring in for the Sweet 16 performance? Let's see. I'll Google that for you right here. How much money do teams make for NC tournament win? Okay, this is $113,000 per win, or each. That's what. Hold on. I think this is for the women. Yes. Okay, hold on. I'm getting there, I promise. Each of the 132 units up for grabs on the men's side in recent years has been worth about $2 million. Conferences distribute the money paid out over 6 years to their schools as they see fit. That's about all I got. I'll try to get a better answer than that. It's amazing what competent leadership at the top can do for a school and athletic. For the school and athletic programs, the potential for Ole Miss has always been there, but now we finally have leadership to pull it off. That's the thing, and we've talked about that before. I know you've been here for some of those. The thing that has been stopping Ole Miss from taking steps forward has been Ole Miss. There are people, and there are people that are alums that work in media that have said things like, the opposite of that, and they're wrong. that they're wrong. The only thing that's been stopping them is themselves. That's it. Get out of their own way and they can take major steps forward. That's what you're seeing now. Not only are they getting out of their way, their own way, but they are competent. More than that. Yeah, I hear you. Bianco has his ups and downs. People are arguing over Beard and Kiffin. There's only one coach with a national championship. There is. We can do that debate this summer in the offseason. Thank you, Jay Robertson, with the super chat, man. Appreciate you. You say appreciate the streams. No, I appreciate you. If there wasn't you, then these, you know, I'd be talking into the abyss. So I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Hold up, Borky made the trip to the coast and didn't stop by Hattiesburg to visit. Drove through it. We even stopped to go potty. Yeah, in Hattiesburg, because we had so much lemonade at Monster Jam that we had to stop four times. So we stopped the second we got in the car after Monster Jam. We like pulled into the gas station near the Coliseum. And then we stopped three more times in a two and a half hour drive. That much lemonade. Yeah. 5-year-olds, man. Have you got any weather tonight? Not yet. It rained a little bit earlier. I do think it's going to get nasty here at like 3 a.m. But so far we're good. We're good. Appreciate you thinking about me, though. Not my idea. Saw it on X, but one can make the argument that these are the best days in Ole Miss athletics as a whole in school history. I cannot imagine there is a time in which all three sports were in the position that they're in right now. That was surreal. One of the best moments in Ole Miss history. No kidding. These are the glory days of Ole Miss athletics. Enjoy them as long as they last. Yeah. Get a big boom. See you in Atlanta. Everyone that can go should go. Soak it up. If you can go, you need to go. If you can go, you need to go. Do it. You have to go. Have to. Even if they lose, the fact that you watched Ole Miss play in the second Sweet 16 ever, you have to go. And frankly, you guys know me. I'm not a fan shamer. I don't like to tell fans what to do and what not to do. The team's earned it, you know? They've earned a big-time road crowd at the Sweet 16. Ole Miss is one of two. Tennessee, maybe three. Bama to be top 16 in football, men's basketball, and women's basketball. Have been playing basketball since 1908 with few successful runs. Really hope Rebel Nation recognizes how significant of a moment this is. Truly incredible. Oh, yeah. Think we see McKeel Brown-Jones in the Sweet 16? At this point, maybe not. Maybe not. You were four when they made the Sweet 16, and you were there. How about that? I bet you remember every dribble, don't you? Ole Miss is going to Atlanta, but who would have thought that we're going there for a playoff for basketball instead of football? Yeah, Kiffin's taking some shots tonight. Brandon with a big super chat. Thank you, man. Appreciate you. You are awesome. You are awesome. Where's the Curtain Rod Collective? There's six of you tonight, so appreciate you. Marshall is awesome at Funky's. Is that where he was tonight? I got to see video if there is. Great day to be a Rebel. Most certainly is. Tim Doyle is the newest member of the Curtain Rod Collective. Just saw a video of the team clowning Tim Doyle in the locker room. Oh, man. When I'm done with this and I pull up Twitter, it's going to be so funny. 24 years ago today, Ole Miss played Arizona in the Sweet 16, and I was 9 days old. Wait a minute. Hold on. No. Okay. I was about to say, we share a birthday, but we don't. I'm 2 days before you. So happy belated birthday, Payne. And yeah. Doing more of my job so I can give more to the Rebs. I want to be winning 3 natties a year. That's why we need change in Birmingham. Well, unfortunately, that's not going to happen. Tip time announced 7:09 Eastern Friday on CBS. All right. A lot of you will be going to that. We'll decide later on this week, should we go live for that entire game? I don't know. I don't know if there will be enough of you to make it worth it, but I'd be fine doing it. Should we go live for that? I'll think about it. How do tickets work for Atlanta? I think the school should send out an email. If they don't, call the ticket office. Literally, call them tomorrow is what I would do. The problem is, if the allotment's in the upper decks, you'd rather buy on secondary markets. But call. I would call the school tomorrow first. Rain and hail in Belzona. Well, hunker down. These are going to be kind of ugly tonight. So, do I think the basketball recruiting will improve? Oh, I have no doubt. They were already going to have an increase in funding in NIL anyway. This will only, not only will this increase the money, because everybody says it's all about the money, and it's true, right? If you don't have it, you're not getting players. But if you have it and you have nothing to sell, you're still not getting players, right? So Ole Miss now has money, and now they have tangible, like, hey, look at the direction this program is headed in. They've got everything at the moment to get really good players out of the transfer portal. They've got money, and they also are an attractive place to play at the moment. Secondary ticket prices for combo tickets Friday, Sunday, over $2,000 before. Whoo, boy. That sucks. How long until Ole Miss is considered a better basketball program than State? Today? Right now? Mississippi State, Jane's been in the tournament 3 straight years. They have not won a game in the tournament since 2008. Right now, it's Ole Miss. The two regular season games between the two of them don't sway that in the other direction. Everybody thinking rationally would trade Ole Miss's position for Mississippi State's. Or excuse me. No. Everybody thinking rationally would trade Mississippi State's situation for Ole Miss's. Everybody. So, all right, guys. I'm going to run. This was fun. This was really fun. What an incredible night. I mean, that's just how it has to end, right? That's how we have to end it here. History was made, obviously. But it's more than that. I think, like I said after the North Carolina game with you guys, this feels different than their win over BYU. The last time they won a tournament game, or that win over Wisconsin, those just kind of felt like fun little things. You know, they were exciting, right? You guys enjoyed it. Those were fun teams. They had characters and players that you liked, but that didn't feel like the program was elevating the way this does. This feels more repeatable. This feels more valid. And that's not a knock on Andy Kennedy, who did great things at Ole Miss with a lot fewer resources. It's just this does feel more valid. And like you're seeing an elevation as opposed to a fun thing that happened for a couple weeks in March. Because this has been a thing that started all the way back when the season began. This isn't just they got hot at the right time. This was a team that had showed you when SEC play began that they were capable of something like this. So, hell of a day. We'll be back on Tuesday to keep talking about it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like, subscribe, all that good stuff. I'll see you guys on Tuesday night. Y'all have a good one. Enjoy this. Pour yourself a glass of bourbon, and I'll see you on Tuesday.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Did you know Toyota of Brookhaven has sold more new vehicles the last 2 years than any other dealership in Southwest Mississippi? Come see why. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota of Brookhaven, we deliver.